Walter, thank you. We're old friends. The United Nations was born here in a time of optimism and hope. Two wars had struggled and bled down to the last, and in both cases the final shot could be heard, the last battle could be seen. Hopes were rising. The American foreign policy establishment had never seen this kind of world war and had never seen this kind of peace that was soon to follow. In 1945, most of the world was bruised, battered, damaged, impoverished, nearly bankrupt, while the United States stood alone and having come through the war without a scratch. Not a shot was fired on American soil. People in this country began to look forward to buying new cars again. With peace at last, it is clear that those countries who were able to carry on must help those who could not. We could. We did. We helped those who could not help themselves, and with the formation of the United Nations and its various agencies, should be a source of pride to all of us Americans. It has done wonderful work. Vaccinating children is only one. Now our foreign policies are quite different. Outside of Bosnia, there is no real war in the world. American interest in foreign affairs has declined. The glamour and romance of popular songs and about faraway places has declined. Bing Crosby and Bob Hope no longer make movies about that. So the work of the State Department has had to change to deal with what is there on the ground and whether or not it is what we really want. At a time when much of what we have to fight about with other countries is money and trade, that is now being handled, and handled well, by our admired and admirable Secretary of State, Warren Christopher.